Hello and welcome back to your therapy guide. I'm Dr. Yodgar Farr. Last time we talked about setting up SMART goals, creating a clear roadmap for your therapy journey. But after a few sessions, a very important question often comes up. How do I know if I'm actually making progress? How do I know if this is working? It's a completely valid and honest question because progress in therapy isn't always a dramatic, obvious shift. We're not looking for a big Hollywood-style moment where all your problems suddenly disappear. Sometimes it's much more subtle and it's easy to miss if you don't know what you're looking for. Today, I want to give you a framework to help you spot those small but significant changes that show you are moving in the right direction. We will use the cognitive behavior therapy, CBT model, we discussed before, which shows us how our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors are all interconnected. Our progress can be measured in each of these areas. One of the biggest mistakes we make is looking for an emotional change, like feeling happy all the time, instead of looking for a powerful change in our thoughts, behaviors, and the evidence that supports it. Progress isn't just a feeling, it's a change you can see and measure. Let's break it down four key areas where you can start to evaluate your own progress. These four areas are behavioral change, cognitive change, emotional regulation, change in your relationship. Number one, behavioral change. This is often the most visible sign of progress. Are you doing things differently now than you were before? For example, if your goal was to reduce social anxiety, are you now able to text a friend to make plans, even if it feels a little scary? If you were struggling with depression, are you able to get out of bed in the morning more easily? Are you using the coping skills we've learned, like journaling or breathing exercise, when you feel overwhelmed? Behavioral change is the result of all the work you're doing, and it's proof that you are creating new habits. Number two, cognitive change. This is about your internal dialogue, the script playing in your mind, which we talked about in episode 13. Are you starting to challenge your thoughts instead of just accepting a thought like, I'm complete failure? Are you now able to pause and ask, is that really true? Are you noticing your own cognitive biases, like the black and white thinking we discussed in episode 16? Progress here isn't about eliminating negative thoughts entirely. It's about changing your relationship with them so they no longer have so much power over you. Number three, emotional regulation. This isn't about feeling less, it's about feeling differently. Are you able to handle intense emotions without reacting impulsively? Do these powerful waves of sadness or anger pass more quickly now? For some people, progress actually looks like more emotion, especially if they've been suppressing their feelings for a long time. The goal is to feel your feelings without letting them completely take over your life. Number four, changes in your relationships. How are your interactions with the people in your life shifting? Are you able to set a healthy boundary without feeling consumed by guilt? Are you communicating your needs more clearly and calmly? Perhaps you're finding you can speak up for yourself when you couldn't before, or you're less reactive during conflicts. These changes in your relationships are often a direct reflection of the new skills you've developed and the progress you've made in therapy. Now, let's focus on the importance of evidence-based measurements. while the changes we just talked about are powerful, we don't just rely on a vague feeling to track them. As we discuss in our episode on SMART goals, the M for measurable is crucial. In therapy, we use evidence-based tools to track your progress over time. This is where those scales and tests come in. For example, your therapist may ask you to use a self-report, simply rating symptoms from 0 to 100 or 0 to 10 each day. This gives you concrete data showing you a measurable upward trend even on days you feel like you've taken a step back. We also use a standardized evidence-based questionnaire to track your progress. You may have heard of tools like PHQ-9 for depression or GAD-7 for anxiety. These are short, reliable tests that we can use at the beginning, middle, and end of our work to provide clear scientific evidence of how your symptoms have changed over time. When you have a record of this evidence, you can't deny your progress. You can see it right there on the page. So for your takeaway, I want you to start a simple journal or just reflect on these four areas: your behaviors, your thoughts, your emotional regulation, and your relationships. You can even bring this reflection to your next session and ask your therapist, what progress have you noticed? This will help you see the strides you're making and empower you to be an active part of your own journey. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Your Therapy Guide. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and follow me on my social media channels so you don't miss any future episodes. You can find all the link in the show notes. Until next time, take care.